невозможного.
There are some philosophers who say that if one gives up his desires, he again becomes liberated.
Некоторые философы утверждают, что тот, кто сможет избавиться от всех желаний, обретет освобождение.
But it is not at all possible to give up desire.
Но на самом деле никто не способен освободиться от желаний.
We cannot be desireless.
Мы не можем быть свободными от желаний.
Why?
Почему?
But it is not possible to give up desire. For desire is a symptom of life. Because if we are living, then we must desire. So, this is most important statement. You cannot be desireless. Then we can have this Chaitanya Charitamrita verse. Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Sakala Ashanta Krishna Bhakta Akam Ateva Shanta. Bhukti means karmis, those who are working. Bhukti, mukti, mukti means the jnanis, they want liberation. And siddhi means yogis, they want the mystic siddhis. Shakala ashant, all they are ashant, they have no peace. Krishna bhakta akama, Krishna bhakta has no desire. Ateva shanta, therefore he is peaceful. So what is the meaning that Krishna bhakta has no desire? Because the bhakta has no separate desire than Krishna. Their desire is desire of the Krishna. This is actually oneness in desire. There is no separate interest. So now Srila Prabhupada is discussing this philosophy. If there were no desires, then living entity would be dead stone. Srila Narottam Das Thakur therefore advised that one turn his desires towards serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the desires become purified. And when one's desires are purified, one becomes liberated from all material contamination. Can somebody know which Narottam Das bhajan is this? I don't recall. We can look into the list of the bhajans and find out which bhajan Prabhupada is quoting here. Yeah, because when we do the study of Bhagavatam, when Prabhupada is quoting something, we should find out where it is from. No, in today's purport, we have some things which we should do research. What about different philosophies? Why Prabhupada has written all these names? We should find the answer to these. Then our study is complete. Now Srila Prabhupada is writing, the conclusion is that the different philosophers' theories to explain the varieties of the life and their pleasure and pain are all imperfect.
Короче говоря, все философские теории, объясняющие причину существования различных биологических видов с присущими каждому из них наслаждениями и страданиями, далеки от совершенства.
They are imperfect, okay? The real explanation is that we are eternal servant of God.
Истинная причина этого кроется в том, что все мы являемся вечными слугами Бога.
And as soon as we forget this relationship, we are thrown into this material world. And we create our different activities and suffer or enjoy the results. We are drawn into this material world by desire. But the same desire must be purified and employed in the devotional service of the Lord. Then our disease of wandering in the universe under the different forms and conditions will end. So yesterday we discussed it is the desire of the soul that is actually doer. Supreme Lord only sanctions. He is not responsible for our pious or impious activities. Material world is providing only the instrument for work, and it is a material, so how can it act? Because soul has a nature of desire. So it is the desire which is responsible for action. Now we have to purify the desire. What we want? We have two options. We want Krishna or we want the creation of Krishna. The creation of Krishna is this material world. Actually, most of the people are attracted and allured by the material nature. And they have no idea about the Creator who is more beautiful and more merciful. So we have to desire. Now I'm giving you example. Krishna was in Dwarka. And Duryodhana has a desire to get help from Krishna. He went to Dwarka. And he reached because he was related to Krishna because his daughter was married to son of Krishna. So he went to the room of the Krishna where Krishna was lying down with closed eyes. And there was a beautiful sofa next to the head of the Krishna, so he sat down on the sofa. And Maharaj Yudhishthira also sent Arjuna because he has a desire to get help from Krishna. He went to the Dwarka also. And he is also Krishna's brother as well as brother-in-law. So he entered into the Krishna's room. But because he has a relation with Krishna more like a younger, so he sat down at the lotus feet of Krishna. Now Krishna opened eyes. So naturally he sees the one who is sitting at the feet. Oh Partha, how you are here when you came? And Duryodhana said, I came first. And then Krishna has to turn face and look. Oh, Yuvraj, you are here also. So Krishna has seen with a straight eyes to the Arjuna. And he has seen with twisted eyes to the Duryodhana. And he says, yes, yes, please tell me, how can I help you, serve you? Oh, there is war going to happen, we want your help, Duryodhana said. Oh, Arjuna, what is your desire? Oh, Maharaj Yudhishthira sent me to you to get help also for the war. And Krishna smiling said, all right.
И Кришна улыбаясь сказал, хорошо.
On one side is one brigade of the army with Kritavarma as a commander in chief.
Kritavarma.
И первый вариант, на одной стороне это моя собственная армия с главнокомандующим Kritavarma.
On the other side I am alone and I will not really wield my weapons, but I just be alone.
А с другой стороны я один, я не буду лично сражаться.
Now you select.
И вы выбираете сами.
But since Arjun is younger and I saw him first, it is his choice what he wants.
Но так как Арджуна младший, и я его увидел первым, он первый будет выбирать.
And Duryodhana was thinking, my God, it is a war, he will take the army, then what I will do with this coward boy?
Duryodhana думал, Боже мой, он же первый выберет, то естественно идет война, он выберет армию, что я буду с этим поступком делать?
But Arjun, without any second thought, I need you, Krishna.
Но Арджуна без каких-либо замедлений сказал, Кришна, мне нужен ты.
And Duryodhana said, thank you very much, send the army to me.
Джай, спасибо большое, посылайте армию нам.
So this is the difference of the desires.
Вот таковое отличие от желания.
Duryodhana wanted the army, he got the army, he desired army.
Duryodhana хотел армию,
And Arjun desired Krishna.
Arjuna хотел получить.
And the result is that Arjun is still glorified as a friend of Krishna and he is victorious. And Duryodhana along with the whole brigade of the army destroyed. So if we select Krishna, then we become eternal. If we select anything of Krishna in this material world, it is going to be destroyed in due course of time. So everybody is interested towards enjoying the material world. But the devotees are interested to enjoy with Krishna, not with material world. So there was a king. He made the announcement. It is my birthday. Anybody wants to put, anybody can put on a hand on something and get it. Oh, somebody said, I need this land. Okay, this is yours. Oh, I need gold. Yes, take. I need корова. Take. One elderly lady, she came, what is going on? Oh, king has made announcement, whatever you desire, you put a hand and take it. Is it true? Yes, yes. See, everybody is taking. I want to see the king. All right, she went to the king. So what is going on, king? Today is my birthday. I am very happy. I want everybody to be satisfied. Whatever you put hand on, it is yours. Oh, she says, is it true? Yes, yes, everybody is doing. She extended the hand and put on the king. Now she become the mother of the king. Now whole kingdom belong to her. So she is the wise. Why to take something? Why not to take king? Now she is Raj Mata. She is the mother of the king. And she has all the facilities of the kingdom. So if we take shelter of the Krishna, the material world is Krishna's. So it's not separate from Krishna. So we have this option, either to select Krishna or to select the material world. So desire is, we have a desire, now we have to purify the desire. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any question or comment? Rashika Shekhar ji. Rashika Shekhar, yes.
Это вопрос или
реализация? Да, вопрос.
гнева невозможно будет избавиться до тех пор, пока не избавишься от желаний.
So it's a realization and also a question in a way. So he understands that we won't be able to get rid of anger as long as we have desires. As long as we don't get rid of desires.
Yeah, therefore, Srila Prabhupada in letter of instruction says, yes, all these things, anger will remain, greed will remain, enviousness, everything will remain.
Да, поэтому Шрила Прабхупада в гектаре наставления объясняет, что да, все эти неблагоприятные качества будут сохраняться. Гнев, зависть, жадность.
Then Prabhupada gave example, yes, anger can be utilized like Hanuman to burn Lanka.
Ну да, и далее он говорит, что, допустим, гнев мы можем занимать в Сугорьи, как Хануман сжег Ланку.
Or anger can be used as Arjuna has used to fight for Krishna.
Или, например, как Арджуна использовал, чтобы сражаться с Кришной.
Oh, if we have a greed, the greed should not be for the material money.
А, или жадность у нас есть. Но жадность не должна быть по отношению к материальным деньгам.
Greed should be to associate with devotees and read Bhagavatam and chant holy name.
Жадность нужно проявлять в общении с преданными, в слушании Шримад Бхагаватам, воспевании святых имен.
So, I think Swarup Damodar Goswami says, Lolyam Eka, this greed is only the price you have to pay to get the Krishna Prem.
Насколько помню, Swarup Damodar Goswami пишет, что вот это лаулиям, вот это вот сильное желание, жадность, это единственная цена, которую нужно заплатить, чтобы получить Krishna Prem.
Yeah, the false ego, give up the false ego, true ego. Yes, I am Krishna, I am Krishna's. That is true ego.
Откажитесь от ложного эго, но нужно истинное эго развивать. Истинное эго, я Кришна, я принадлежу Кришне, я Кришна.
Yeah, so this is true ego, I am Krishna's, yes.
Это истинное эго, я принадлежу Кришне.
So everything has to be dovetail. Prabhupada used to say dovetail. All the desires and everything which is now going for our own enjoyment, they have to be directed towards Krishna.
Таким образом, Шрила Прабхупада объясняет, что мы все должны связывать с Кришной. Все, что сейчас нас отводит от Кришны, наши желания, мы должны вернуть обратно, соединить с Кришной.
You know, dovetail is like that, my experience dovetail is that. You know, your train is going on one line and then it has to go on other line. Because you cannot take the train whole and put on the other line. You just to push one button and then it goes on the other line. You know this train?
Train?
The train, your pious, you know, pious? Vagzal.
Like you change the tracks?
Your track, changing track. You cannot take the train and put on the other track. You simply put and push a button and train goes on the other track.
А, ну да, то есть когда поезд едет, это, как это называется, стрелки передвигают, то есть вы не можете просто взять и весь поезд переставить на другие пути. Просто кто-то кнопку нажимает, рычаг дергает и то есть меняется направление пути.
So all our desires are like the train which are running.
Таким образом, все наши желания подобны поезду, который...
So we have simply to change the track.
Нам нужно просто менять направление поезда.
And the simple button is the devotional service.
А вот эта кнопка – это преданное служение.
So instead of running on one track, they will run towards Krishna. So it is the change of consciousness, actually. So from the material consciousness, we have to make it Krishna consciousness. It is the enjoying mentality which we have to now convert into the service mentality. And the service mentality means enjoying with Krishna. And enjoying mentality means enjoying separate from Krishna. Enjoying mentality means enjoying the material nature. And service attitude means enjoying the service to the Krishna. So simply, this is a change of consciousness. Now I'm just giving you one example how there should be anger and there should not be anger. The two enemy countries' soldiers were fighting one to one. One country's soldiers has actually put the enemy down and he has a dagger in his hand and is about to pierce the heart.
И вот один из воин одной из армии победил, ну, сражение одолел одного из солдата и уже готов был заколоть его кинжалом, замахнулся на него.
And then one who was about to be killed, he spit in the face at two.
И тот, которого должны были заколоть кинжалом, плюнул тому прямо в лицо.
He has no other weapon, only he has to just spit on the face.
У него уже никакого оружия не было в руках, единственное, что мог, это плюнуть ему в лицо.
He got up and he did not kill him.
И тот был настолько удивлен, что он не убил его.
And then he stood up. The other one.
И тогда тот встал, другой.
But he was surprised.
Но,
why you did not kill me? You could have killed me.
Но он был удивлен. Почему же ты не убил меня все-таки?
Yes, he said, you are enemy of my country. I was fighting for the country and wanted to kill you.
Да, ты мой враг. Я стражу. Ты был против моей страны. Я хотел тебя убить.
But when you spit in my face, I become angry on you.
Но когда ты плюнул мне в лицо, я разгневался именно на тебя.
If at that time I have put dagger in your chest, then I am responsible for killing you.
Если бы я в тот момент вонзил кинжал тебе в грудь, я бы был ответственен за это.
Because this is my personal anger.
Потому что таким образом я бы уже проявил.
Then I would have been implicated in the karma of killing a man.
Я бы проявил свой личный гнев, и тогда бы я получил реакцию за убийство человека.
Now come, we will fight again.
А теперь давай заново сражаться.
I can kill you for my country, not for myself.
Я могу убить тебя, защищая свою страну, не ради себя самого.
So this symbolic, there's a very minute difference between the anger for Krishna and anger for oneself.
Очень незначительная маленькая разница, одна гнев для Кришны, а другая проявление гнева ради самого себя.
Once the devotee was having the nice Krishna picture and books for on a table.
Однажды у одного преданного на столе лежали книги, красивые изображения Кришны.
Early days in Berkeley or Montreal somewhere. Or Montreal or Berkeley somewhere, I don't know. And Sridhar Swami, at that time a young, strong boy, a Canadian, he came to the book table. Before he became devotee, he just came as a young boy. He said, what is this picture? He says, Lord Krishna.
Господь Кришна ответил преданному.
He said, if I tear it, what you will do?
Если я порву это изображение, ты что сделаешь?
The devotee said, maybe I will kill you.
И преданный ответил, может, я тебя убью.
And Sridhar Maharaj says, very good. They are the men I like because I am also same nature.
Мне очень понравился этот ответ. Очень хорошо. Вы очень похожи на меня. У меня такая же природа.
And then he joined the movement. So this I kill you is also anger. But it is for Krishna. When Vishnujan Swami used to have beautiful Radha Damodar deity on a Sankirtan in America,
Vishnujan Swami, когда вот они ездили в
автобус.
То есть в автобусе они ездили, группа Радха Дамодар, у них были там прекрасные божества.
Well, some nasty boy was actually saying something about Radha Damodar and he became angry and he wanted to really kill him. And devotees restrained him, don't do this, don't take lie in hand. Yeah, because he cannot tolerate the insult to the deities. So that type of anger is okay. Hare Krishna. Yes, Shikha too.
Как быть, чтобы гнев не подавлял сознание живого существа, чтобы не прерывалось преданное служение?
What about how to control the anger so it wouldn't affect our consciousness, like wouldn't cover our consciousness, so we don't stop our devotional service?
Be angry on yourself.
Ну, злитесь на самого себя.
Why I am not able to chant early?
Почему я не могу рано утром воспевать?
Why I am not going out for book distribution?
Почему я не выхожу на распространение?
Why I am not serving the devotees?
Почему я не служу преданным?
So you use your anger on you.
Используйте свой гнев на самом
not on the other people. I'm giving you a good example. If you use anger on you, then will be no anger. And there are two examples. One is for the Matajis. If there's a very nice cup in your home, which may be said for 200 rubli, 500 rubli. If some servant in your home breaks, then you become angry. And if it is broken by you, then? No anger? So we are angry on others, but when we break, no anger. Now there's another example. Well, the son was going to the school and there was examination. Father went out for business tour. And there was cleaning of the home going on. When father came back, he got some paper. There are only five numbers from, 25. The paper says 5 out of 25. He became angry. Say, what this my son? I am spending so much money on him, on tuition, and he's failed. Only five. And he was shouting at the wife, why you are not caring for the son to study? Why is he playing all the time? And son said, no, father, I passed. I have 21 out of 25. Wife says, yes, he passed. First class. He said, what is this 5 marks? What is this? You are all cheating me. Wife said, you see the name we are cleaning. Whose paper is this? He looked and his own name was there when he was a student. No anger. Finish. So become angry on yourself. Why I am not able to do this? Not on others. Have a mercy on others and anger on you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki.